www.ArmyMutual.com today.
Everybody, welcome to America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. If you haven't found the show before, we're glad that you found us now. And remember, it's all about the conversation, so we'll tell you that right from the get-go. That means you have a chance to throw in your two cents on this overnight highway. And we zig and zag all over the place. For all the people that listen, you know what I'm talking about. We're like the show with ADD, and I also call it instant water cooler buzz, and boy, there's a lot of that water cooler buzz stuff lately, especially when it comes to politics and also crime. We're going to tell you about the terrible thing that unfolded at Johns Hopkins and also this big trial going on in Connecticut. A couple of things on the world front, too. 800-259-5791, those are the numbers to jingle. I'm just courteous at the top. I know most talk show hosts sometimes don't even give out numbers, or they give them out after they've jawed for a while. But I like to throw them out at the top because if you're like me, you have no idea what the numbers are, and you transpose them. So 800-259-5791. It's a memorization technique. If I say it enough, then it'll be stuck in your head, and you'll remember it when you want to call in and unload about something. There are a lot of things that I could start with, including the Tea Party fallout and what's now happened a couple of days after the Tuesday primaries. But I want to start with this one because this story just really hits me in the gut. And I know we have Connecticut listeners, and people can relate to this because it goes back to the whole thing of home invasion and guns and all that stuff. You had jurors that were stunned by some graphic, sick images that made them cry, which bodes well for throwing two real scumbags in prison. This is what happened. There was a home invasion in 2007. It was a Connecticut doctor, and his wife and children were killed, two girls. And, I mean, the jurors went numb when they saw the photos, and the reason they did is because their bodies were burnt. And the two guys who ruined this poor man's life and this family's life, what they did is that they must have been scoping out the home. They went in when the husband happened to be asleep on the couch, beat him to within an inch of his life, tied him up, put him basically in the basement, took the wife and got her to go to the bank. And she said something to the teller so that the teller called the cops, but it was too late by the time that they got there. She called her manager, said, you know, she needed, what happened was the woman said that she needed the money because she and her family were being held hostage at her house. And the husband in this case, and it's the Pettit family who were victimized here, to put a name with this sick, sad story. The Pettit family was just doing what anyone else would be doing on a Sunday. Two young girls, one 17, Haley Pettit. The other one is Mike McKella, and she was 11 years old. And they basically died of smoke inhalation because they set the house on fire, and they killed the wife, too. There was sexual assault, burglary, arson, all that stuff, murder, kidnapping, you know, you name it. And now it's a question of, and the husband survived. Can you imagine surviving that? He couldn't do anything to help his family. He actually tried to crawl. He was tied up in the basement, and he tried to crawl up and help his family. He managed to somehow undo the ropes and the ties and all of that stuff. But all he could do basically was hop and roll to his neighbor's garage. And he heard noises like somebody was throwing sacks on the living room floor, he said. But by the time that he tried to get help, and by the time the wife had said that when she was at the bank, it was much too late. So you get kind of an overall picture of what happened here. So there's a lot of outrage in Connecticut and across the country because these are two guys that should be, I think, fried, certainly put away for life, and the evidence is pretty clear. So Chris Cuomo talked about the first of all, the death penalty and then the criticism of the police.
You have two defendants who wantonly, brazenly committed a crime under circumstances that were not necessary on the basis of the original plan. And there is a lot of proof already that these defendants enjoyed and somewhat had a bloodlust for this developing situation. What is now being called by the defense as a mistake and as something that got out of control seems, from statements from the co-defendants themselves, as something far more intentional.
Yeah, and what he's saying there is that it was like a blood lust, because he's right. The original plan was not that. It was just to go in, get the money, get whatever they could get, and get out of there. And then, of course, it turned into something outrageous and much more heinous. So I just hope that they nail him with the capital punishment charge for sure. Across the world, one of the big stories was Queen Elizabeth and her thoughts on, of all things, the Pope, and, of course, a meeting in Ireland, which, if you know anything about the politics of Ireland and how cantankerous they had been in the past and now how it's changed, this is a very, very big visit, to say the least. And here was her take on the Pope.
The Holy See continues to have an important role in international issues, in support of peace and development, and in addressing common problems like poverty and climate change.
All right, and only she can talk that way. And there she's talking about his visit to England and the Roman Catholic Church, and you know, the Pope saying they hadn't been vigilant enough or fast enough in responding to the problem of sexual abuse. He talked about the revelations were a shock and sadness for him. Remember, this has been part of the controversy as to what he knew before he was the Pope and what's happened in the past. Queen Elizabeth shook hands with the Pope at her Scottish residence near Edinburgh before they sat down for their private meeting, and a military marching band played the national anthem, God Save the Queen, and then the Pope removed his white cap. And check this out. One of my favorite things, I don't know how many of you can relate to the whole bagpipe deal, but listen to the bagpipes that were played. You gotta love that. Amazing Grace. Did you recognize it? By the way, there is other controversy surrounding this too. The fact that the Brits have to pay £12 million or 18.7 because they have to pay for the security. That's the kind of stuff that costs you when you get a papal visit. And this is what happened last time around in London. It cost them like £20 million or something with last year's G20 summit. So not everybody's happy about that. And let's not even go down the path of the Irish. Instead, on the flip side, what we're going to talk about next is movies, movies, and more movies. Our cheap movie review.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 1-888, or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for recovery extra strength for pain-free mobility.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning.
I'll tell you what, that's how Dan and the rest of the Cowboy fans are going to be feeling after the weekend when Chicago beats the Cowboys at home. Ooh. If you missed Nail the Score this time around, don't forget we do it every week on Thursday/Friday in our third hour. All you have to do is call in or send us an email. It's a lot of fun. It's always fun to talk about the NFL. It's also fun to do the cheap movie reviews. Who doesn't want to escape from all of the woes and the pressure raining down on your back and go into a movie theater, duck in, eat a giant container of popcorn, kick back, and watch a good flick? The problem is you got to look for those good deals, and they're there. Dollar movies are huge now, and they get some really good movies. I mean, it used to be that the movies would hang around forever, whatever was hot and was showing. But now that's not so much the case. I mean, they're in the theaters and they're done and they're out, and then all of a sudden they're on Netflix or Redbox or whatever. So if you go to a movie, you really want to go to one you want to see, that you can't wait to see. And you hate it. It's the worst when you pony up the bucks and you go and see some movie that just did not live up to its billing. So we have a couple of, I think, interesting possibilities, including Ben Affleck's movie, The Town. There's another one called The Devil that's getting a little bit of buzz. But we're going to start with this one. Alpha and Omega is the first one out of the box. Check it out. Take a listen.
Oh, yeah. was at the top of the pack.
Looks like we're eating caribou tonight, boys.
Yes!
Woo!
Humphrey was at the bottom of the heap.
Get your butt out of my face!
Whoa, Kitty is hot.
Humphrey, you know the rules. She's an alpha.
And you're an omega.
We can eat together.
But we can't, you know, how together.
Okay.
Now, they're both about to be stuck in the middle.
Set them free.
Of nowhere.
Idaho?
Idaho?
You were relocated to, repopulate.
Oh, sounds good to me.
No. I have to get back to Jasper Park, Canada.
Quick, get in.
Ah, come on.
They have nothing in common.
What's wrong with you?
I have to go.
Can't you hold it?
No, I can't.
And no clue what they're in for.
Hey there.
You're totally weird.
Don't move. We can handle this.
We can.
Okay, I just went.
Come on.
Okay.
But together, they just might discover.
Grab my tail. Oh, my tail.
Everything they need.
You know, we make a pretty good team.
We do.
This fall.
Omega 1, Alpha 0.
That's why, dog.
Comes a whole new breed of adventure.
Jump, trust me.
Yes.
I told you could trust me.
In eye-popping 3D.
Oh, again with the butt.
Alpha and Omega.
I am not afraid of wolves.
Quick, look behind you.
Watch this.
All right. This is when you would take the kids, the grandkids, to the pending, right? Or maybe you like animation. That's what it is. It's Alpha and Omega. And they talked about a hot chick and a guy that's hunting her down. Humphrey is an Omega wolf. So they're wolves. It actually looks pretty cute on the kid's side. It's just an hour 28. So if you've got to take the kids, this is a good one. Christina Ricci's in it. Danny Glover's in it. Dennis Hopper, this was his last flick, is also in it. That's some of the voices that you heard. All right, we move on to another movie called The Devil.
Hey, lady, you gotta sign it.
Do I look like such a threat?
Don't blame me. I got procedures.
You hold that?
Sorry.
Thanks for your help.
Don't mention it.
Six in inspection mode.
Oh, come on, man.
What's happening?
Nothing, just relax. What was that? You all right?
You're bleeding.
Oh, my God.
It feels like something bit me.
Does anybody have anything sharp on them that might have cut her?
No.
Mind if we search pockets?
Yes, I do mind. You mind if we search yours?
What was that?
Something's jamming.
It's
stuck.
Whoa, whoa. Don't come near me, any of you.
Back away from each other now.
Thank you.
All right, they're stuck in an elevator, and the devil is after them. That was pretty self-explanatory. Don't know if I would go and rent that one. We're going to skip ahead. This movie is the one that's getting the most buzz. I like a lot of the people that are in it, the actors, and it's called The Town.
Miss Kesey, I would like to start with your abduction.
Four men made me open the safe. They took me as a hostage.
Were you able to see anything at all through the blindfold?
No.
When someone endures experience like this, there are often residual effects. Okay.
It's having a bad week.
I like to have a good cry at the nail salon. Why should we buy you a drink? There are over 300 bank robberies in Boston every year. Most of these professionals live in a one-square-mile neighborhood called Charlestown.
Do your parents live here?
My mother moved away and my father. You don't get out much. I'm thinking about making a change.
Making a change. Either you got here or you don't.
You used to hang around with Doug McCray a little bit, huh?
You know Dougie.
I work for the FBI.
I'm putting this whole town in my rearview.
You grew up right here. Same rules that I did.
So here you got your sweet new girlfriend.
Secrets this way. If I think anything might happen to her, I'm going to kill both of them.
Are you in love with me?
Yes.
She's the one person that can give us the facts. She didn't say anything. Get that in your head.
This is the not screwing around crew. So find me something that looks like a print, because this not screwing around thing is about to go both ways.
I want to go with you.
I'm leaving with somebody else.
If we get jammed up, we'll hold them caught on the street.
I just want you to know that you're going to die in federal prison. I'll see you again, this side or the other.
All right, The Town. Ben Affleck directed it. He stars in it. It's about a bank robbery. Then he hooks up with one of the women that was the captor during the heist. We'll see if this is a big hit for him or not. I might check that one out. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, listen, I went to school with Gina Gambino. I know all about the Gambino crime family. And the world, of course, fascinated by New Jersey and New York because of the Sopranos and the stranglehold they had on the ratings, frankly, at least in that HBO series, is absolutely incredible, so well done. Joining us now here on America Tonight, Johnny Bennett Battaglia. His father was part of the West Coast Mafia. And, boy, he was really entrenched in it when he was a kid in that whole culture. Think of the stereotypes. When I was on the air at WFAN in New York, I remember a lot of Italian folks didn't like that whole comparison with the mafia and got really, really upset. And part of that was due to some of the portrayals by the Sopranos. But I've had other people tell me they were dead on. He's got a new book out called Mafia, Cowboys, and Cocktails. You got to love that. You go from the mafia to being a cowboy. Hey, Johnny, thanks for hanging with us on ATN.
Hi, Kate. How's it going back there?
It's going good, buddy. You know, it's funny that you would know this much better than I because, of course, your father, very well known, John the Bat Battaglia, and, of course, you're also the nephew of Charlie Bats Battaglia. Tell everybody, for those who are I'll say virgins to the whole mafia culture, who they were.
Well, yes. You know, first I got to say, Battaglia is good, but Battaglia, the G is
Battaglia.
Silent.
Battaglia.
Yeah,
yes.
It's just one of those little things. You know, I'd like to start, if I could, by you used to do a sports news talk show in Dallas, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
I'm going to tell you a quick Dallas story about Dad when I was a very, very young boy. He was in Dallas doing syndicating racehorses. I should preface this by saying there were five original families. The Bonanno family is the family that my father was affiliated with, and Joe Bonanno was from Sicily, of course, Castellamare, Sicily, and he was one of the five families, and they were basically from New York. They branched out west in the 40s, but Dad was syndicating racehorses, you know, and when you're selling something or syndicating, putting a group of investors together, you're supposed to sell 100%. of something. Well, Dad sold usually about 1,000% of different things, you know, and then just kind of let the chips fall where they may after that. Well, he had just promoted a Texas oil man, I remember his name, but I won't say it right now, for $10,000 for a buy-in, and the guy got cold feet, and so he called the Texas Rangers. Well, the Texas Rangers, you know, accosted Dad. They didn't arrest him. They accosted him, and they took his $10,000 in cash, threw him in the trunk of their cruiser for 2 days in the Dallas heat and humidity, and he was in there for 2 days before they came. Then they got him out, and they said, "You got any money on you?" He said, "No, some rednecks took it from me," and they arrested him for vagrancy. They threw him in the drunk tank where he resided for the next week. He was missing, and nobody really knew where he was at until my mom called Jack Dragna, who was the head at that time of the L.A. Mafia, also known as the Mickey Mouse Mafia. That's what the guys back east called it because, you know, hey, Disneyland. But anyway, yeah. So after a week in squalid conditions, you know, this dapper man was finally bailed out after a few calls by Jack Dragna to, "Are you ready for this?" Jack Ruby is the guy who bailed him out, and I corroborated this through jail records.
Wow. That's an incredible story, actually. And you have a ton of them. I mean, you could probably fill up a week's worth of talk radio with the stories and some of the things that you heard and saw, I'm sure, as a kid.
Okay, let's do that.
What was it like growing up around this? Are the stereotypes right on? I've had people tell me they are pretty close.
Well, I'll tell you something. The Sopranos, the only thing that was, you know, really super right on. And Godfather, you know, the Tattaglia family and the Godfather,
yes.
The actual, maybe the greatest film ever made. You know,
yeah.
I may be a little prejudiced, but I think it's one of the greatest films ever made. Tattaglia's in that book were supposedly part of the Battaglias, which is my family, a rough comparison. Also, Johnny Fontaine, and that was supposed to be Frank Sinatra, very much a parallel story to his. And but he went, the character was Johnny Fontaine, who was an amalgamation, people say, of my father, Johnny Battaglia, and his first wife, Jackie Fontaine, who was a major singer and actress at the time. The guys in L.A., the mob in L.A., they were matinee idols almost. Johnny Stompanato dated Lana Turner, and he was nothing but a bodyguard for Mickey Cohen, who was my father's partner in gambling operations. So it was they had a little bit of latitude in Los Angeles, and yet my dad said one time, every time a bird farted, he was called in for questioning.
So it's a little bit different than the East Coast, and that's how it's portrayed. You're right. That's how it's portrayed, especially in The Godfather. Certainly,
correct.
You can see the differences there. What about your Uncle Charlie? What was Charlie known for, Battaglia? What was he known for?
Right. Well, yeah, thanks for saying it right. Uncle Charlie, he was great to us, you know. He worked for Joe Bonanno in Tucson. Joe Sr. hasn't been gone all that long. He was one of the original five families of the Mafia. I watched Dad play tennis with Joe in Tucson one time, you know, Joe Bonanno. Well, my dad was the captain of the tennis team at Terminal Island Federal Penitentiary in San Pedro. On the ocean in Los Angeles. So I've got a picture of him as captain of the tennis team with these hoods. It's hilarious. Anyway, I find it funny. But Uncle Charlie was the real deal. There's a book called The Last Mafioso that Jimmy the Weasel Fratiano wrote before. This was before they changed the law to where you couldn't profit from this sort of thing. Jimmy was on 60 Minutes, and he was one of the, and probably maybe the first and most important mafia turncoat, if you will, best friends with Mom and Dad, best friends. One time he called me at my mother's house, and I spoke with him while he was in the witness protection program. I spoke with him at length, and he told me about Uncle Charlie, who he had nothing to gain or lose by telling me that they were the principals in the whacking of the two Tonys, Tony Brancato and Tony Trombino. It's a very famous mafia hit on the left coast. Uncle Charlie was instrumental in that. Of course, Jimmy painted him as a semi-coward, that he had to yell at him because it was Uncle Charlie's first piece of work. And so he had to yell at him, and then Charlie pulled the trigger. And then later he told me that my uncle had tried to rape his wife in the backseat of a car. So, you know, I think that might have tainted his impression of my uncle somewhat. But, yeah, these were bad, bad guys.
And did so you just grew up, and as a little boy, would you just sort of hear bits and pieces of things, like there was a hit or there was this or, you know, they knocked over a truck?
Yeah, I would. Very intuitive. Now, you got to understand, I was extremely precocious. I was a very precocious youngster. I was aware of my surroundings. I was an old soul. I was an actor and a movie star, and not through my dad's doing, by the way. He was having legal struggles, and when Mom left, we were next-door neighbors on Mulholland Drive in the Hollywood Hills with a gal that danced in all the beach party movies with Frankie Annette, my great friend Sherry Lampkin, and we decided to hook her and Dad up, her two sons, and Eddie and I started following her to interviews. And I said, I want to do this. And I started getting major motion pictures. I did a lot of acting as a youth, and before Dad got thrown in the penitentiary. And then we moved to a small cowboy community in Oregon, which is the middle part of the book and not even the last. But while we're on the mafia, I remember the day Kennedy was shot and Dad surrounding himself with all the periodicals of the day and talking to people in New Orleans and different places. It's too heavy and too scary to really even talk about, but he would always sum things up, you know, and almost to, not to anyone in particular, but to whoever was listening, he would say, Oswald didn't do it.
And it was really,
this is my interpretation of the thing. Oswald didn't do it. I mean, this is scary, scary, big, big stuff. And I went through the Freedom of Information Act for my book, which is available at Amazon.com. It's really the only place you can get it if you're interested in pursuing one heck of a story.
So in looking at that, when you're talking about the Kennedy stuff, was he alluding to the fact that he thought the mob did it then? He thought it was old Sammy, maybe?
Well, there are people, you know, there are people that have been considered for that job, so to speak, mm-hmm. and they may well have been. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not in a position to say unequivocally.
Right.
I knew some of the people he talked to on that very day, but. You know, this is stuff that I'd like to tread lightly on. And
I understand.
You know, who needs that kind of heat?
Right, I understand.
I've had heat my whole life because of who I am and had this to overcome. And, overcome or, you know, a lot of people that had a dad who was strong, let's say, in the arts or the entertainment or, you know, my dad had a quote. He said it was better to be infamous than not famous at all. I disagree with that totally. Now that I'm 53 years old and have seen the world through the eyes of someone who thought that. And lately, of course, you know, Andy Warhol's mantra, 15 minutes of fame. This is a 15-minute interview, isn't it?
Yeah. So this is your 15 minutes? You have many more. You've had many more 15 minutes of fame, I think, for back in the acting days and everything else.
Exactly. And the thing is that, no, I do not agree with that. And, you know, they did a survey here recently where kids were asked what's the most important. I think it was CBS News did a pretty broad interview of what's the most important thing in this life. And they said to be famous.
Oh, I know. I saw that.
Did you?
Oh, isn't that crazy? Hey, Johnny, can you hang on and we'll meet you on the flip side?
I'm going to send somebody out to rough you up.
Thanks, Johnny. Johnny Bennett Battaglia. Coming back on the flip side, because he's got other things to talk about, the whole cowboy deal and finish up with a mob. Oh, my. Hang with us here on ATN.
Yeah. If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey Water Filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We continue our conversation with somebody who grew up with the mafia and somehow went from the mafia, as I said earlier, to ending up going to become a cowboy through a mother's relationship. We'll get to that in a second here. Coming up later, we're going to talk about the CIA interrogation tactics and all that other sort of stuff as well mixed in. Johnny Bennett Battaglia, though, he was his father was a big part of the West Coast Mafia. We've been talking about it. Johnny, thanks for hanging through with us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. I bought five products while I was waiting.
The book is called, you're very funny, the book is called Mafia, Cowboys, and Cocktails, and you can get it on Amazon.com. And the great thing is no one's going to break your knuckles. You can just go there and order it, and that's what it is. Hey, so when you grew up as a kid, though, you know how we all, a lot of times we want to emulate our fathers, our family, whatever. Did you want to be really, did you want to be part of the business? Did you want to, like Tony's son in The Sopranos, did you want to be that guy?
Nobody wants to be Tony's son in The Sopranos. I mean, the guy flunked. He couldn't even commit suicide properly.
True.
You know, but I gotta tell you, those guys were right on The Sopranos. Some of those guys, Pauly and a few of those guys, we had to call all of them Uncle when I was growing up. That would be Uncle Pauly, Uncle. You know, this was family, and Oh, man, they were dynamite, just dynamite. I've never seen anything like it, and mixed in with the music and everything. Did I want to be like that? I wanted to be a movie star. I mean, I saw it. I was around it. Dad was friends with people like Joseph Pasternak, who did Dr. Zhivago. And, I mean, he was on first-name basis with a lot of these guys because they love to gamble, for one thing. I mean, you know, when you've got that kind of money, what are you going to do with it? You know, and Dad helped him do something with it, and it made it seem fun up until the point where, you know, like Monty Hall, do you remember Let's Make a Deal?
Yeah.
Okay, Monty liked to play the horses. Okay, and he owed Dad a bunch of money, Dad and Mickey Cohen. That's not healthy. He had a show at the time where fathers and sons would get together and ride these golf carts around and get all these prizes and everything. Well, my brother got on the show, my older brother, imagine that. We were in parochial school at St. Ambrose at the time in Los Angeles, and Sister Amata was the greatest shortstop I've ever seen. She was amazing. I think she had wheels on under the habit. Anyway, so they went on there and won thousands and thousands of dollars worth of camping gear, 500-gallon aquariums. You can't even believe what they won. And this was, you know, a nationally televised thing. So did I want to be him? No, I wanted to be a movie star. When I went to college 1 year at the University of Oregon, I decided that wasn't for me. I had the attention span of a wet dish rag. And I went down and visited Uncle Charlie in Tucson in 1975 and asked him, you know, hey, let's do this. Well, he'd recently been just gotten out of Leavenworth for interstate transportation of stolen goods and pinball machines and this kind of thing. So he said, no, son, there's nothing here for you. He suggested I go back to school. Little did he know I'd already been to 15 of them. My mother married a very famous rodeo cowboy, and we were at a very impressionable age. And we got involved in the world of rodeo. My brother became a nationally recognized rodeo rider. Bronc riding was his event. We actually produced the livestock and promoted and produced rodeos. So that was kind of the middle portion of my younger life.
And doing that, it's different, obviously, going into the rodeo environment. What did you find? What was that like for you? What was that transition like?
So interesting. You know, I was lucky in a way. It's kind of a young guy's ideal. I mean, we drove tractors and trucks and equipment, and you know, you shot guns, and you know, and they drank beer and chased girls, and it was totally different from the LA. Very respectful. You know, you better do everything right, and you know, I mean, we got so wild they had to rope us to hand us our mail.
Yeah, but I'm buff. We need a rim shot for that. Yeah, there you go. So you could actually ride, though. I mean, you learned how to do all this stuff.
I rode bulls in the rodeo. Yeah,
wow.
I have a hip now that's bone on bone from it, arthritic. I got slammed into a wall one time at a rodeo on a Brahma bull, and let me tell you, it's no picnic.
What did your dad think of you guys doing that? His son.
Well, there's a funny link here. Sicilians in Sicily, there was a cowboy element there. You know, they raised livestock and they had cattle and they roped and rode and, you know, there was a cowboy element. And it's an element that Sicilians fit into somehow extremely well. Joe Bonanno had a son, not Bill, but the next one down, can't think of his name. He was and is, to my knowledge, a cowboy. It just, it kind of fits somehow. You know, if you've got that gene where the excitement, the adrenaline is part of your makeup, there's an excitement gene. I don't know what it is. I ain't Dr. Phil.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that, you know, you're going to be a jet pilot, you're going to be a stock car racer, you're going to be a rodeo rider, you're going to be a mafioso. So, yeah, cowboy is it's there.
Yeah, the adrenaline rush. I totally get that. So you're raised in this mafia environment. You end up doing the cowboy thing, and then what? Then what's the cocktails?
I have no idea. I was drinking.
Yeah, you just went to the right after that. It was booze. On to the booze. I'm tired now.
No, I was a professional entertainer, singer, songwriter, musician for quite a few years, and I traveled around. And you know, I love to make people laugh, but I did it mainly at my own expense. I did a lot of things. I did a lot more acting. I got charted with records. I did a lot of things, but mainly I was a champion at debauching myself. You know, I had no problem with. I never wanted to be better than anybody. I always wanted to be liked. So I found the lowest common denominator and tried to take it down one notch. You know, I used to tell people I didn't have a drinking problem. Drinking had my problems. I made light of it. You know, I said I've never. You know, people say you got to hit rock bottom. I just keep lowering the rocks. You know, I had a lot of things, a lot of issues. You know, and from my childhood, you know, my mom shot my dad in the guts. That's where the book opens. My book opens right with my mother shooting my dad in the Hollywood Hills. I'm like 6 or 7 years old. And the next thing I see, this is where my book opens. Dad being hauled out of the house on a stretcher with enough people to form a human chain around the house and hold hands. I mean, the paper said there were 50 police enforcement there, and this was before SWAT, where I'm sure they'd have been there, along with the state militia and ladies auxiliary, post 309. You know, I mean, it's so big, you had to have some sort of catharsis, and either that or ignore it. I ignored it through drinking. This is my catharsis.
Yeah, I gotcha. Interesting stuff. Mafia, Cowboys, and Cocktails. Johnny Battaglia, I wish you the best with this book. You're a very funny guy. You got to come back on with us, okay?
If you insist.
If I insist. We're trying to give you 25 minutes of fame. Forget the 15.
Okay, I'll take your 25 and raise it 25. What do you say?
Hey, I'm a gambler. I like it. I'll do it.
Really?
I'll take it. Yeah, oh, yeah. Thanks, Johnny. That's great. Thank you. Appreciate it, man.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
All right, you take care. And again, interesting stories in sharing there with his father was a very famous man, certainly from a famous family, as he was weaving into some of the stories. And the last story telling you that he was just a kid when his father was shot by his mother, and that was a big story in Los Angeles, certainly. But the mafia had tentacles all over the place. In fact, I just read a story where there are 26 specific cities in the United States where there's still serious mafia ties that go through the Italian route. I mean, there's other forms of mafia, and you could pin other stereotypes to it. But strictly Sicily, ties from Sicily, ties from Italy. You got 26 big cities. Can you guess what those cities are? If you were thinking, New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, that would be a couple of them on the list. Just say that. There's some big hints for you. If you were thinking Chicago, perhaps parts of Florida, that would also work as well. Anyway, in the book, it's interesting because he talks about some of the real specific things that he overheard and some of what it was like to grow up where things fall off the truck and you pretty much get anything you want. You heard him tell that Monty Hall story just there. Interesting stuff, good stuff. Reminds me of watching The Sopranos. Ooh, I was hooked into that series. Don't know about you guys. Hey, you can shoot me an email day or night, americatonight.net.